suspecting one of that food, but this is not what we're supposed to eat. I'll talk to the office that we don't need food like this. We need healthy food. I've seen when we have a meeting of those chairperson, that office of house chairperson, they always have healthy food. It's things that thing arrives, they are not healthy, I'm telling you. I'll ask that they must go and ask the office of house chairperson how do they do on to get healthy food. Let me take this opportunity to thank the honorable members that were still here. We were not aware that we have an agenda that it will exceed in large, but in the SMS, our PA was doing well. Committee secretary was doing well, when, even if we are not here, will SMS and update us and telling us even the duration of the meeting. Keep it up. Let's give whichever one of Let's give whatever chance to brief us. Thank you. And I'm suspecting we must engage with him. Can't just present and thinking that we cannot engage. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and good afternoon, madam. Mine is to look at the take members through the report. This is the committee's report. Having listened to the budget, the performance of the department and the entities in the last financial year, and we having looked at the budget that was proposed earlier this year for implementation 2015, and having considered the two, what then should be the implications for the budget of the department and the entities in 2015-2016? So the purpose of this exercise is precisely to assist members to be able to make recommendations to the medium-term budget framework that will be presented or tabled by the Minister of Finance later in the month. And therefore, have the recommendation going into what will be allocated to the department during the 2015-2016 budget presentation. So what we have considered then, and what should have happened in any instance, is that post the, prior to the briefing of the department, we have had the privilege of the legislature taking us through the analysis of the budget. But because of time constraints, I don't think about that, but a document I see was circulated to members for such a purpose. However, the contents thereof are not, are contained also within the budget review that we are having. And so, essentially, what is important here is to look at how the department spent the money, where was money spent, how it was spent. Having listened to the explanations that they given, which should be incorporated into this report for final adoption next week, we therefore make recommendations. That part of the exercise of recommendations and adoption will not happen today, but it will be for next week. What I want to do with members today, just to take them through the report. See what are things that could be incorporated into this report, so that next week when we resume and for consideration and adoption of the report, those inputs are therefore infused into this, and therefore it becomes a final document. This report must be 80 seats, and next week is 70, so we will not have much time between now and then to do everything. So it is important that at least by today, familiarize us with the contents of the Quran. The first two pages, what one chapter should include there as part of, it's the title of the budgetary review and recommendations report of all members of of the portfolio committee on the performance of the department and entities during for the financial year 2014-15. So they outline the role of the department of the committee and the mandate of the department. Moving to page two, I think what is important is to highlight what method did we follow to consider. First, we considered this year's June SONA, and we also considered the table strategic plan by the department earlier this year, and the APP. But also, all the meetings that we held with Boxing South Africa, with Athletic South Africa, National Lottery, FAPA, Department of Monetary Performance and Evaluation, and the local committee on AFCON, which are the meetings that we've held so far. But also, taking into consideration as well as the possibility for what can happen through the visits that we create states, the indama that the members are handed with lottery, and the attendance in the workshop around the wire code, which we have indicated also in the report that it has an implication on the work of space. So we have taken that into consideration and we have support. And then guided by the policy framework, one that guides the department and what should guide this back of the committee on behalf of the department, which is what to ensure that plans consider the challenges that are applied by government in SONA within the medium-term framework, the National Development Plan, medium-term strategic framework, but also we've considered here the National Sports and Recreation priorities. But particularly when we looked at the budget for this year, we were able to realize that the department has aligned its programs. So there has been a shift and a change of names of departmental programs, and other programs have been shifted towards aligning with the SRP. So that has been taken into consideration. The mandate of the department is to comply with the international agreements that we have with UNESCO, the WADA, as indicated, as for implications with the states, but also the overarching document, which is the white paper for the association. So, in summary, what have we looked into? There are the annual report based on the APP has outlined the following strategic outcomes. That the department intended to increase citizens' access to sport utilities annually by 5% by 2015, to oversee transformation of sport, to ensure that more athletes achieve international success as a result of support provided by performance, develop enabling mechanisms to support delivery of sport and recreation, and many of them. So, this is an guiding strategic outcome. The intention thereof is to see the performance of the department versus their strategic outcomes and see how they are doing, so that when we make recommendations and look at the departmental performance, we are able to see if it's in line towards achieving it. So when you look at the strategic plan earlier this year and the annual performance plan, what the strategic plan came was presented this year with no changes. Well, when we say no changes to situation analysis, it means if you recall this year we had strategic plan presented in the beginning around April in the last parliament, but also the same strategic plan was presented in the beginning of this fifth parliament. So there were no situational changes. Those are key things that we need to be observing. The other thing that we have looked at was that, having looked at the ATP itself, with those outcomes that the partner has included, the key things that one should have outlined there that are very key, if you look on page 5, is that there are developmental flagship programs to increase access to sport and recreation, and this includes the big work. These are youth incorporated programs, the National School and Sports, the National School Sports Championships, the Indigenous Games, the National Youth Camps, that are going to be around about over 3 years. They are not sure, but these are the major programs the department have highlighted. One other key thing to observe around the entities is that faith as a result of the implementation of expectations around Mama Bolo, around testing and so on, has its budget increased, likely to match up the new testing that they require in order to enhance their function. So that particular function or that particular item has been taken into consideration, because that requires additional funding for FAPES to be able to cope with the new lab testing that is required. The other thing that we have noted is that there's nothing new that has come for boxing, except to say that this year we see it reversing from the game that it has achieved in the last financial year. Last financial year, I mean 2012, 2013, when they had improved, shown some signs of improvement. So, now let's look at what has happened now around the budget. What I'm presenting here in this table, you see that these are the programs, the names of the programs mimic those that have been presented in the new strategic plan, the new changes that have been effected. So you've got main changes around administration, Active Nation as a new program, Winning Nation as a new program, Sport Support and Infrastructure as a new program, and the budget allocated. What you've seen there is that over the past year, as reported earlier, in 2013-2014, the department was allocated a total of 1.07 billion for expenditure. So, and for this year, they've been allocated for this current financial year underway, 2014-2015, 970 million. So we see that the departmental budget has increased over time, and this is actually because of the allocation that was provided to them for hosting check. So, and taking into account that the NFRC still remains a largely unfunded mandate, the department has said that should this mandate be completely and fully funded, it will require them 10 billion. So, as a result, the changes that have been put in effect, one should be mindful that some of the things that the department has said it will achieve, we can start from the building of facilities to the full rollout of club development systems, might not materialize soon until the mandate is fully funded, because those become part of the mandate. And then that also includes the facility audit that they have presented that they are still currently doing because of the funds that are needed for, you know, just the GIS system might not be fully covered if the 10 billion is not provided. However, as indicated by the DGS department, certain and other innovative ways will be found to make the best of the allocated resource. So you highlighted that during the 2013-2014 on basis, there's an extra allocation of 3.6 million to state. There was an extra allocation of 3.6 million to state to increase its budget to 14 million, up from the 13.1 that provided in the previous, in the 2013 financial year. And during the period of 2013-2014, site managed to secure a budget of an additional funding of 18 million from the National Lottery. This was decided for to allow it to be able to host the WADA conference that they held last year, which was an international conference. And also host the International Conference on Sports Law, which was hosted here in Baytown. One of the decisions that we continue to make is that boxing still faces some challenges, which made it difficult to achieve most of its objectives. These challenges range from the paralysis of the board after the resignation of board members and the passing away of one board member, to the suspensions of the CEO, also did not make things any easier. And this figure came over the 2013-2014 financial year. The CFO was appointed in the same period, so all the other things would have improved over time. However, the appointment, the feeling of certification has also increased the expenditure on the compensation of employees within the institution. So what has happened then with this results within the department over the financial year? Looking at all the three strategic goals that the department intends to achieve. The first strategic goal of increasing citizens' access to urban creation annually by 5%. If you look at the table there on page 7, you'll realize that the department in 2012-2013 had targeted to give access to 42,000 citizens to sport and recreation, access to sport and recreation activities, and managed to actually achieve 8,600. Now, in the last financial year, they had a target of about 25,000, and they just exceeded by 38 people. So what does this translate into? One, there could be, based on the previous recommendations that the committee has been making to the department, there ought to have been a serious alignment of objectives that the department sets. That's what its capabilities are, or revise the monitoring tool that they were using, because if you had to look there at the regime, especially on paragraph 2, it indicates that the total number of people that were targeted in 2012 or that had gained access in 2012 was 1.2 million in total. And so when the number dropped the following year, as far as targets are concerned, I think the result that the AG gave here is that previously there were no proper monitoring tools as to say who actually participates, how do we count the number of people that are participating. And what they are saying now is that they have developed a tool that allows them to have proper way of monitoring the number of participants. Hence the numbers that they've put are within our them realistic to set the target of 25,000, and that will gradually increase if you were to look at what is expected in 2014-2015 in the current financial year, which is the number the target of 27,000. So they intend to move from 25,000 to 27,000 participants. Is that still satisfactory considering that there's 350 million to be spent on mass participation and increasing participation? That is something that perhaps we would have to look at the committee and say, how do we maximize the utilization of resources? How do we encourage the department to utilize resources maximally and also increase or sharpen its monitoring tools around this? Especially when there are new programs like Cycle for Life, Golden Games, additional recruitment of groundbreakers for Love Life, and the increase of budget. Between 7,000 to 25,000, are we making an impact there? On goal number 2, which is about overseeing transformation of the sport and creation, where interventions of the organization should need transformation targets by 2016. What we see here is that consistently over the 3 years, including this year, it has meant that set itself a target of assisting 50 federations. We've seen in 2012-2013 they managed to exceed that by 68, and the following year as well, in this past financial year, 2013-2014, they've also managed to assist 50 federations. In total, CAFCOC has about 76 affiliated federations. A target of 80% already exceeded. Is there anything more that the department can do? Should they increase their bar to reach all the 76 federations? That's something that perhaps moving forward to be need to look at and say perhaps a way to increase the number of targeted federations, because federations do need more money and they are actually doing it more work. Notwithstanding the fact that federations that are assisted have to comply with the agreement framework with the department, which stipulates what should be, what the department should be, what federations should do to comply. Of course, they say the budget that they provide comes to force. There's a guaranteed funding which federations get for administration and conditional funding that it gets, you know, for its programs. And that's where compliance issues are a real problem. So when we ask for increment of the number of federations, also measured with the compliance that federations would also do to ask the funding. On goal number 3, athletes achieving international success by 10% in 2016. Of course, the new thing here is the introduction of the ministerial sport gathering, which started in 2014-2015, this current financial year. Previously, there was an athlete support program, which the government has said is out, it's fading out, and the last number of athletes that will be assisted, I think their term ends at the end of this year. So, in the new program, the department indicated in the report this year that Ministerial Sports Bursary currently supports 28. In fact, from the previous financial year, they were supporting 28 athletes into this new program. And in 2014-2015, they intend to assist 40, and the number will go to 45 the next year when they phase out the other program. Now, this all tends to go with a budget that has been put forward. The budget has been reduced to 91.3 million, up from 228 that was allocated in the previous financial year. We know that out of this program of winning nation, or the so-called sport support program in the previous, in the old standard, this money, that program was the one that was giving the allocation for the share, 160 million from share. So hence you see that decline from 228 million to 91 million in the financial year. So this year obviously there's no major event that is coming. So the program only supports this particular program. I'm looking into strategic goal number 4, what has happened in regard to reaching that particular strategic objective. Enabling mechanism to support delivery of sports and recreation established and sustainable by 2015. This has a lot to do with the building of facilities. We know for a fact that the department, in its mandate and from the equitable share that it received from National Treasury, does not have a capacity to manage to build facilities. However, they have created an innovative way of ensuring that from the little amount of money that they are provided for, they are able to channel it towards building facilities. Notwithstanding the fact that the donor funds that the department receives either from Germany are also assisting to build those 40 facilities that the DG mentioned today. So the large bulk of them achieving strategic objectives solely lies with the ability of the partners to be innovative with this budget, but also its ability to get that fit to get the 15% MIG to be able to move with that particular goal of building facilities. And as it is, only 0.2% of its allocated budget goes towards capital assets. The rest is moved towards by operations and other grants. So 0.2 can't much, except to facilitate and coordinate the function of building facilities. One very important, and which is something that we've seen, is that one conduit that the department uses to build facilities has been a sports trust. Through sports trust, the department is able to channel funds through the ministerial outreach program to one building facilities in rural areas. In that part, with a previous committee, they managed to go and look at where sports trust has been building to conduct override over facilities that sports trust has been built. So, particularly from the ministerial outreach program, which is targeting primarily rural areas. And two facilities were visited, one in Carolina and the other one in Tlhakane, where sports trust managed to build those facilities. Something that has happened previously, that is happening in many instances, is that we know that the department provides money to SASCOC, about 7 million, and SASCOC is supposed to also distribute or support the provincial confederations. Part of that money also that comes from the grant, Treasury has agreed that 3% of that money should also assist confederations. Now, sports confederations, provincial confederations have always been a problem of funds because they're highly dependent on provincial grants. Now, the grant guaranteed fund. What has not been done, that we have not managed as a committee to do, is to monitor if that actual grant is transferred to provincial confederations for it to be able to conduct programs. So that is something that is also going to allow the department to achieve its strategic goal number 4 to do that first sustainable mechanism of supporting sports development. When it comes to strategic goal number 5, using sports recreation used as a tool to contribute directly to all 5 government priorities and 2 United Nations priorities. We've seen that the DG kept emphasizing on the departmental role or being a signatory to outcome goal 12B in 2013-2014, which has currently been made a standalone outcome 14. So it does contribute towards priorities of government of building a social cohesive society. But also being part of the UNESCO and participating in the WADA through SAIDS, they also have a playing role in advancing the United Nations priorities. What is important for the community is there has to be more strategic partnership with IFSA, BRICS, and the African continent when it comes to all this international related goals. So that's where the monitoring around the department should be. Although the DG has also indicated that they've done away with just signing any other memorandum of agreement which is not aligned to any of their strategic priorities. So this has been captured, and the department have been doing that kind of work. What needs to be strengthened from our side is oversight on the department in the implementation of the agreements. Strategic goal number 6, implementing internal processes and procedures to ensure that the RSA annual reviews are qualified for it.
as indicated by Auditor General earlier and the department in their brief, that this year the department managed to receive a clean audit, which is a first, considering that they come from receiving unqualified audit with matters of emphasis. This year there were no matters raised by the Auditor General, and I think that's a commendable achievement by the department in that regard. And so what they should be doing is to monitor that standard maintained by the department. Now moving to the entities on their performance in their strategic objectives. We've observed that the new testing last year required additional funding for SAFE. But also the introduction of the new water code, 2015, we have significant impact on the resources, particularly financial resources of the entity, Southern Cape Rugby Institute for Rugby Sport. So what is important, also having seen that there are matters that Special has raised with regard to faith in as far as oversight is concerned, those matters should then be paid attention to, notwithstanding that faith plays a very important role in educating around drug free sport across all federations. So that in itself, the education program is part of its core programs, as opposed to that also includes the doping or the testing part of it, but education has become very important. So the number of tests has increased largely last year to about 9 workshops when they had only a few targeted for the year. When it comes to boxing on page 13, there are a number of achievements that have been looked into that we achieved by boxing, although one would like to say many of its objectives could not be completed because there was no budget to do that. The spend of the budget of boxing in South Africa went largely to compensation of employees and another portion to the litigation, legal costs that they had to pay and settle. And so problems also raised was largely because of the absence of the board and the suspension of the CEOs in that particular entity. So in general, that's the scope of the finances within the department. Now, what we will be doing is to go into each specific program and see what would have transpired. But I think that particular thing, I would leave for members to go and go through, and then we'll make comments where there are matters that members would want to raise. I'll just highlight just a few quickly as I run through the program. Matter of emphasis still remains that the mass participation program accounts for about 53% of the budget of the department. And 87% of that was transferred. 87% of that budget was transferred from provinces. So leaving the department with little to have control, just above 120 million. Is the formula to manage all that has been transferred. Other monies that are transferred also out of the budget of the department includes the 150 million that was transferred to the federations and the entities. They haven't mentioned the transfer to the CAN. So if you sum all the amount, you give the department just with the 20 million, which is just about 10% of the location for administrative purposes. When changes are effected, as I mentioned earlier, to the programs, we can root through that when it comes to page 15. Also, on page 16, it just emphasizes where the transfer took place and how much of that took place. Moving to page 17 around public entities and the expenditure that we get within the entities. When you look at the table, you realize that during the 2013-2014 financial year, the amount that the two entities have been getting has just been increasing slightly. There's not been a major increase except where additional funding was requested for drug support to match testing. However, the budget has been remaining steadily, increasing steadily. Some would seem that this poses a problem for the two entities to implement this program. The committee will decide on the better way forward to have at least the two entities with regard to managing the finances. Much of emphasis on administration, on the administration program of the department. One thing that one observed are the transfers that take place within a program from one sub-program to another, which, although the department seems to be managing its finances well, but also it doesn't speak to plans versus outputs. Is the department able to plan properly and be able to allocate resources effectively to achieve the stated outcomes, such that there's no interference with the transfer of funds? We see that in program one, there was a requirement of about 5.69% out of the compensation of employees. And special treasury can only allow a threshold of about 8% of funds to be moved from one program to another. Transfer or shifting of funds is allowed, but the limit as to how much of the budget can be shifted. Largely because the payment that the agents mentioned, that the certain posts will not be filled, so that those funds have to be used elsewhere. But also the accommodation that was budgeted for in the beginning of the year was not secured, and hence the funds out of the accommodation would have had to be shifted. When it comes to program two, sports support services, expenditure grew, of course, as a result of the growth in the development of this program. Since the eight federations were assisted, and the major part of the expenditure was the increment that took place within the scientific support sub-program. And the transfer that we have done for FASCOG. And one thing that appears in the report is that the support that was given to FASCOG, there was no report, or FASCOG could not account for that 7 million that is transferred. So one thing that one observed here is that there hasn't been an accountability from FASCOG's side to say how much of their allocated funds and how can they spend that particular time. So that's one of the nation and recommendation could be to get a breakdown from the AG to follow up on that particular matter for us to report. We've seen that the sub-development program was closed and the new pilot program was successfully implemented in Natal and Limpopo. And the new pilot program, which is the AG, said that it's been doing well. Was only specific districts in those two programs. The plans thereof are not known how that program is unfolding. Perhaps it will be in the best interest of the committee to know and find out how that program unfolded and how is it funded, what would be the total cost to implement the new program for club development. This page 19 largely speaks to the mass participation program, which has three sub-programs. We feel that the department could not manage to train kids within the school sports program. And they say that it was because of lack of cooperation with FLITA and LASCOG to provide this particular training. So if something was that the committee is to, you know, look at programs to observe and see what would be the change this particular year, and perhaps the money that was allocated for training, what has happened is buy more kids for schools that were participating. The other thing to observe, as we've seen there, is the overspending that took place in provinces. Of course, Mpumalanga was highlighted as having overspent by 120%, and the Eastern Cape by 107%. So those are the matters of emphasis that have been highlighted in the particular report. Even the money that has been rolled over, how much has been brought back to the department to surrender to National Players. Of course, this program then had its own successes when you look at page 14. Of course, exceeding the targeted number of sports and recreation people, provided sports and recreation opportunities. 1,100 people participated in indigenous games, 8,000 people took part in equal programs, and 2,500 young people attended the camp. 8,000 learners participated in the national school sports championship. So there are successes within this program. So this matters of money and so on, moving around, as DG explained earlier on, could be where a need arises, the need to put extra. And that's why about 9.2 million was shifted into the mass participation program to support it. It comes to international liaison program, page 4. It's all about allocations to CHAN and how much institutes were given as a surrender area. We'll not go through that. And strategic coordination, again, a matter of emphasis that the departmental mandate in this past financial year only was limited to coordination and not building of facilities. And hence, the monies that they were allocated, 4.8 million, cannot build out of the total budget, cannot build any facility. Now the challenge around the GIS, which the department indicated that they have abandoned it, and this is a program that is going to allow them to establish the national sports plan facility, part of the mandate of the national sports association. So we see now how changes and level of budget impact one on the progress of the department, but also on the broader national sports education plan. The entities that we, South African Rugby Sport Institute, I don't think I want to go through the whole thing. I think one thing that was very clear from AGSA is that the state is technically solvent. Number of liabilities versus in assets are more. So, but DG tried to give a practical example of what could be the cost of it. Still, matters of emphasis around irregular expenditure. There were no occasions provided for spending under the 500,000 goods. Protested below 500,000. So there's a need really to put emphasis on governance and matters and administration of claims. One thing that was not clearly explained is that in his income statement, the income or the grant allocation from lottery was not projected. Only money received from the department was projected. So type of accounting policies and accounting for all that they had, the money that will show the deficit that it had. Of course, it had overspent as well by 105%. Just passing that, going into boxing. I think challenges have been reflected and over emphasized around boxing and paragraphs as well. The issue of the budget that I need to emphasize on here is that if you take on Boxing Alaska, A24, the regular spending that they incurred, when you look at the end of 2012-2013, they had reduced irregular expenditure from 714,000 to 101,000. Now the situation reversed even worse at the end of 2013-2014 to irregularly spent by 924,000. And that doesn't take into account the accumulated irregular expenditure that was shown at the end of 2013-2014. So it means this is going to add to the accumulated expenditure, the 904,000 is going to add to the accumulated expenditure. So that situation needs some serious intervention if Boxing FA is to survive. The other issues that we've looked at, we've discussed during the budget vote. So I'll pass page 26, 27, 28, 29, page 1, and just go straight into page 2, so, around the concluding comments around financial it is clear that with a new program and the alignment, the department was able to implement 42% of the mandate of the NSRC. It's a welcome achievement, particularly considering that this is happening with a stringent budget. However, the challenge still remains the 47%, which is yet to be completed, which still remains unfunded. So, what we are talking about is that having done the analysis, is that while the department has targeted MIG to supplement the shortfall and collaboration elsewhere, but also a review into how meetings that you had, a review into the funding mechanism that the department is having. There have been proposals around tax levies, around tickets, there have been proposals around getting a levy around match tickets and other innovative ways to supplement the income, but also make up for shortfall of implementing fully the 10 billion worth of national sports. So what does this raise? This is a question as to what could be the innovative ways that members would come in to assist the department to ensure that the sports education plan is fully funded, but also is fully implemented. Of course, concerns around the allocated money for our participation, which is now referred to as accumulation. The target being that matching the results being allocated, is there any way that we can do better, perhaps in data collection as opposed to increasing the number? Because I think the key here lies in the way the department collects numbers. I want to believe that that's the DG explained that 27,000 or 25,000 is those that they can account for and can prove. I do believe that there could be some other way that those numbers can be upped. That's on the results that are being given. 27,000 people for 650 million. It's not confident enough. The renaming and realignment of programs, of course, have been done, and it's a program that we need to monitor if provinces are also aligning. The issue of vacancies. See, with a new structure, the previous structure had around 250 funded posts. And at the end of 2013-2014, 171 of those posts were filled. Now, at the end of last year, 15 people had left the department. A new structure has been adopted, increasing the number of funded posts to 239. In total, there are about 77 vacant posts in the department. So, these are the things that come when you read the report, and of course, priorities then should be what, how the department is responding. We've had that 14 posts were signed off yesterday, and the report will only come at the end of in September to see how many posts have been filled in the management. But it's a serious concern, particularly when posts are funded. When you have unfunded posts, it's something else. But when posts are funded, the money is shifted from compensation to other programs, then it's a serious concern. Moving over also is to see the recommendations by the Auditor General around the two entities, implementation of those, particularly as it seems like to get out of the situation that it finds itself in, but also boxing itself. One thing of concern that we noted with states is that they have doping control, they have appointed doping control officers in all provinces, but two provinces have not been able to appoint, which is Mpumalanga and Northwest. They are still left out. They don't have the doping control officers. So it means people in Mpumalanga still have to travel to the nearest province to have their athletes tested or tested for doping. The issue of service delivery around finance and performance assessment. Of course, you've seen the department managed to spend 99.9% of its allocated budget. And of course, we've seen the increase in the outputs of number of people who are given access to through my participation program. And the new target being set for the end. The interpretation is for members to make, recommendations for members to make in that regard. I'll go straight to page 35, just a page 35. This is where members will then have to make inputs in as far as their general operations are concerned. I have drafted this one just to guide as it will increase. Part and parcel of that is that the memorandum of understanding of basic education is something to pay attention to, and perhaps through the intervention of the committee to facilitate the full implementation of that memorandum, something that should be taken seriously by the committee. But also the further discussion with OFTA and SAGA around the unlocking of the 15% MIG grant that is meant for the education. So we find that some of the technical issues that will allow the department to fulfill and achieve its major objectives. Around service delivery performance, what I noted here is that while the department managed to implement the mass participation and spend 100% of the budget, we observed that teachers training was not provided. About 4,000 teachers who were targeted for training could not be trained at the end of the financial year. So, due to lack of cooperation between SACLITA and SASCOG in providing that particular function. So, there was a sluggish lack of achievement of that particular objective. Around financial performance, of course, the support given to the Federation of a year, the 10 million that is given as a one-off, is one noted positive input for those like Federation. But also what comes with that is the responsibility of federations to account for money allocated for. Of course, that remains largely a big challenge. We've seen when all federations as well here that there's still a challenge of accounting for money spent. And so that has, would become part of the relation that we can make or add or subtract to that particular one. And the MIG funding, they need to monitor, one, the provincial transfers and the alignment to the NRRP. Because if the department has managed to restructure and align its money to the NRRP, and National Treasury funds departments based on its new mandate, it also means that provinces ought to align so that there is a match of reporting as far as transfers are concerned. It can be that the department has done away with club development. When funds are transferred, provinces still tend on club development, or they still tend on program related to that, and they can't particularly align. So those things are monitoring. One on the part of the department, but also on during oversight the provinces, on the committee's oversight the provinces to ensure that there's that alignment. And I'm sure a sentiment of the community has always been that 15% of the MIG is proper that be brought back to the administration of the department. And that is the recommendation. Now, having gone through this report, what then are we saying are the things that we will be doing going forward, or to summarize what are the documents that are listed? I've mentioned them there on page 7. Perhaps when members at the time throughout this during the week, you would add or subtract on, because those are based on what is in the report on page 7, what is outstanding. What should be brought forward for attention, what should be, the committee should be based on going forward. It includes intervention that the department or the minister will make in the matters of the two entities. It goes through the financial indications of using the GIS, plans to improve coordination of training with CETA and FASCOS, around teacher development, many others that I mentioned there. Perhaps very important for members then for this particular report are the recommendations that are made. And that's why I'd like to take one by one so that if members have any other things to amend or to put on at least on this. Or when you go through it next week, then you'll be able to make recommendation based on what is in the report and what department is able to do. Must insist that the total allocation of departmental budget, 53% is worth of participation, another 17% is worth entities and federations. Only less than 15% goes to administration. 0.2 is equal to capital assets. So it means if you look at that breakdown alone, you'd realize that the department has not been facilities. However, through the conduit of sports trust, they are able to innovatively build facilities around the rural areas. And the recommendations are there. Thank you very much for your attention.
I wish that this presentation of yours was presented maybe before any other presentations, because now it's time to interrogating, especially the presentation by diligent. But I don't think we do have a problem assisting people that when we are taking decisions, we do have facts of Auditor General, of the AG, and we'll be looking and scrutinizing our report from our conduct advisor, and we'll take informed decisions. So I don't know, members were saying that you need to engage with it. With me, this presentation is assisting us that when we want to adopt it, let's go and reread in order that next week, I don't know, my proposal then was saying next, you want it to be adopted when? Next week, Tuesday.
Thanks, sir. Three things from my side, which I think the committee should decide on. I think the committee should decide on how the National Sports Education Plan is going to be funded. That is crucial. That is crucial. The minister once spoke of the 10 billion, but he never spoke on where that money is going to come from. And this DRR should, centrally to this DRR, should be discussions of that kind. Secondly, is the issue of DSA. Because in South Africa, legislative money is skewed. The DG was speaking about the baseline. The legislative mandate is so huge for both of us, and the resources are far less. And then how do you bring balance to them? To assist the DSA. Talking money. And lastly, it's an MIG. The DG has made a point of how difficult it is to get that money from out of their response, our difficulties. So for us to show all the issues that we have, it's a feat. We need to ensure that we've got adequate resources at our disposal. That would be my assumption. For me, that's what PRR is about. Okay.
Except that as Chairman is sitting in front of you, I'm worried about PSA. I may not agree with you, but not totally. Once they can't account, once they can't do anything, how are we going to have a guard of motivating? They have a right to have more resources, but how can we have guards and will that they must look at for their resources? Was they can't even handle their offices. So it's a debate that maybe we need to debate as committee members. As I'm sitting, I don't have sympathy. I'm just not somebody who's hiding his views, my views. I don't have sympathy until they are correcting what it is very bad about themselves. If that board, new board, can change, have a turnaround strategy, we think otherwise. So that's my opinion, and I would love maybe on what we are saying. With BSA, I'm just angry about the way that they have been, but not forgetting that when they were here, they were saying, give us a chance, we are new, and we will turn things around. Let's see that happening, and then we'll be having similar. So far, maybe it's not themselves. Maybe they can do miracles, and then now support. So I'm using that to learn my job. Just see what happens. I'm thinking that it's the worst.
Sorry, my number 7, GK. I forgot one point. On faith.
the committee is confronted with the problem of jurisdiction, you can say. By the when they want to conduct it in schools, particularly in the middle of school sport, they can't. They are obstructed by this that is this act and schools act. Whereby parents, that is why I'm saying central to that process will be a crucial role to play in the legislature.
Thank you very much to our officials. We are also aiming at giving us more information. So we're not a right to be able to critique your constructive thing.
I mean, around GSA and SAGE, what we can do, we can educate the agents of the change of legislation. Because both GSA, in terms of their scope at the moment, make it very difficult for them to get the competitive. The same thing we see, particularly in relation to the school's amendment. We better to believe that they have seen that they are changing again that school thing so that it can be possible for them and also to test them. Because at the moment they can't do it. The first area that I think we should bring on board is the treasury, fiscal issue, or on whether we can still go up in terms of fees, because from where we are we have a few ways we can do require or have issues. So we have to see how we can zoom in on that. What is it that we can prioritize? Because in terms of upward system, we won't win. Because I mean, it feels as if we are just coming on our own without the center. And I saw you touching it. You said that you didn't elaborate on the cost of the transfer spent by treasury.
Just to be short, because we are tired. I think GSA must do the goodness we really have. They can ask for more if they can even control the less they have. It cannot happen. And on MIG, it's made mine. There's 15%. If I can recall, we once said at this committee that we must call the mayors and the MECs to come and account what are they doing this month. Because we have to move it away to the department without question what they've done, what they were receiving all the time. It's not going to help. These people must come and tell us, this is 3 years back, how, what were they doing with it, can they show us those infrastructures and all that. So that way, you will even see in the future ones that they must. No, this people's money is meant for infrastructure. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. I think it's correct one item that I have, because as Honorable Mteka has taken my point already, that's one of the 15%. That's one of the 15%. I think Honorable
Mpunza.
I thought he's coming alright when he put his adding his input to Honorable Tebogo. He was, but he, at the end, he was just. When you talk about box rigs, the PSA does not respond with him, because really we cannot say we're talking about box. The last time they were here, we're just telling them that you don't know any PSA in South Africa. We only saw them in TV before. Even we have never seen them in our rural area with the promoters to bring to. No. Everything. So I was just wondering that maybe someone from DSA sent him that he put something on the table. We cannot defend him. We are, he has worked together with these stakeholders, but we're not going to defend them on something that we can see that they're not doing it in the correct way. So let me have this, the 15% gig, because I wanted to say that why can't you just call the COPTA or SALCA or the local government to come and account here? Because the infrastructure is, and they keep on shifting those funds, and they take the 15% and do a service delivery for water or whatever that they are doing with the big islands now. So the button post, I don't know who's contradicting with each other here, because before we had, I don't know if maybe I misunderstood the Empress say. They were talking about the vacant post that has been filled. Now, this 77% they are still vacant. Thanks.
Okay. In terms of boxing South Africa, we must understand that the boats probably left this new community an airplane without an engine, and they said that we need you to take off. Now, take off anywhere you want to, you know, you can throw money or whatever, but if you don't have an engine, you're not going anywhere. And no matter how we plead, borrow, whatever the case may be, we can't help it. But there's ways of being innovative. We can push the minister to stop negotiating collision rights, or that's sort of the issues that are facing us. There's a young lady that I think we need to, if we're going to visit people that are injured in sports. There's a young lady that's in hospital fighting for her life. Why? She's poor. The only sports that she's got barrier of entry, no barrier of entry into is boxing. Mm-hmm. She doesn't pay the license thing. There's no compliance. And she's now unconscious with a bleeding brain. And why? Not because she wants to get into a ring to fight. It's because this is a sport that could afford her some money. Now, in terms of looking at the budget again, the woman looked at the sports trust, and he commended the sports trust for innovation. Again, we've got to be very careful of innovation. We've got to look at the sports trust and says who governs and who monitors the sports trust. They've got a lot of money. They get a lot of money. They could be duplicating efforts. Where's it going? Who's auditing us, and how can this help our budget? How could the sports trust assist the budget and vice versa? I just want to say, it doesn't save. So we learn that save is a cost center. Now, the more we put into it, the more they're going to use it. And that's basically what save is meant to do, because the more they can have, the more people they can settle, the more education they can bring to the country. Is there a way of possibly looking at where a sportsman is found to have been using drugs, that they pay some form of penalty for the testing? So we get some form of collection in revenue from the testing. I'm very worried about some of the goals and objectives in the plan, because we speak about percentages, but in Honourable Rana Homer would remember in the Metro Police Day, they said they wanted to achieve 3,400 arrests. Now, how do you achieve that? If you're on the 29th of June, you haven't had the 3,400 arrests, you just go arrest 3,400 people. Or if you already arrested 3,400 people, do you say, no, we don't have to arrest anyone else now for the future? We've got to be careful that our targets are measured in a way that we can measure it. So when we say, let's get people to participate, we don't look per person, because you might find that we look at the sensitives and the targets. In terms of our boxing essays for chronic breach of supply chain management regulations, we've possibly got to do something in the BRRR that puts a resolution that's pretty strong to say, until lobstering SA is under internal controls up to an acceptable limit, that there should be some form of, I don't want to say sanction, I just want to say maybe some form of check and balance. You know, every time they enter into a tender, or every time they call for a tender, that they maybe bring in an external invigilator or something to adjudicate the tender, or something along the lines of their supply chain management process. And I think that's urgent that we do it sooner rather than later. The other thing is, it would be very bad for us to not allow to get SASCOC, not to see how many coaches SASCOC is training halfway through the year. Because if we miss this opportunity now to get X amount of coaches trained, that only means that only in the next budget year, so by come the end of this budget term, and we don't have any coaches trained, or we don't reach our quota of coaches trained, come the next year, we've already missed not 6 months, we've actually missed a year. So somewhere in our resolutions, we also need to speak to the fact that the coaches that we, the target of setting, the target setting for coaches, both SASCOC and both of them have to be in. We have to all be singing from the same song sheet now, and not before the end of the term.
Thank you, Chairman. No, I'm just I did not want to come. But actually, Chairman, you know, this morning when I was listening to the auditor general. One thing that they mentioned that I was impressed of was that, you know, at a certain point when they wanted to do their job, people could not write financial statements, and then they had to stop and assist them because that was in a way hindering them to do their job. And we're sitting here, the presidential committee, with the responsibility of doing oversight. And someone else is mentioning the issue of the boxing. What is it that we are going to do on boxing? Now that boxing is quite a problem. And I'm thinking, Jefferson, that there's an oversight. Of course, we know that boxing should exercise its responsibility, which is, you know, to check on their funds and spend them correctly and be able to account. But I'm saying, Jefferson, you know, when you look at boxing, it looks like, you know, all is not well in boxing. If you can look at the number of people who was with boxing previously, you think of going on the battle for or recently we had Tumile Makeza, and people who just come and spend 2-3 months, 4 months, and resign from boxing, which says that it must be something. But someone else is saying, let us look at the legislative part of it, the legislative mandate of it, which I 100% agree that there might be certain things that I have been in that we don't know about. And unless at the time we sit down and give ourselves time to look at it, we'll never understand. And the problems that are in boxing would return. Thank you.
So yeah, I just forgot one thing. Yeah, if I recall, they also asked us to fix the problem between them and the promoters. Remember, the boxing collapsed because the promoters are working far from the board. So that thing, you can't say we have boxing because of it. So till that time, they are working, yes, that's a huge. Then we will say we have boxing in South Africa. And the SABC thing, I mean, the others to try to sort it out because we can't see the boxing on TV anymore. So those are kind of things can happen with proper money. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I just want to add to the last member's concern about boxing. And we've mentioned last year to the board, and when the new board was now appointed, we also changed it to them. The Boxing Act made provision that you can issue rules and regulations. The rules and regulations for boxing have never been written. If that is expanded and the rules and regulations is written to support the Act, then you can get much more money in to make boxing a self-sustainable entity. But because of the CEOs that's been fired and put on suspension, none of that is getting to a point. So if the rules and regulations is written according to the Boxing Act to my provision to get in the broadcasting rights and those type of money, then boxing can be sustainable. But there's a strong leadership that must drive that type of process going forward. Thank you.
Honourable members, we have an opportunity to have also South Africa. The search maybe was sympathetic with them, but we gave them a time frame saying that until you sort what is in your house, this committee will support you. But as I'm sitting here today, both Auditor General and the DG, they are still not happy. Let alone DG that he said it will take a longer period, and it was this committee saying that we must have time frames. It can take longer period within the people's money. So we cannot be sympathetic with Boxing South Africa, because we know that there are people who are brokers, who want that house to be sorted. But also, what we are saying, Honorable Musi and Umpuns, you know, we are not traditional healers. As is Vumisa. And if they don't come clean to the community, telling us why everybody is not sitting in this hot seat, what do you want us to do? Because they were here and we were questioning them that what is happening in the boxing in South Africa, it doesn't assist the nation. And this is not about you, the boss. This is about those people who have got in area that you must assist. And I was said to this committee, while giving you chance, you as you are, that go and sort. So it doesn't mean that we're saying that don't account, don't come back to us. Because it's no use of having this sympathy that maybe we can give them more money. They don't have money because they can't spend the one that they are given. So why not unfair? We wanted that we must see them like any other entities. And we are seeing that it's a problem. And that problem we cannot, you know, as if we need suspicious level. We need that they must come and tell, what is this problem? Is it confidential, the problem that they are having? It cannot be. I know former chairperson of the committee, former minister of the committee, somebody who was part of this board, also on the ball, he's from my area. I don't know, I don't have the money to go and ask him why this board of you on this is like this. We are concerned, all of us, but until the solution department with us assists abortions for every day, they don't have enough money. How are we going to motivate to pressure that they must be given more money? Last today, Auditor General telling us that they are the worst. They don't have controls. So UDG was saying we're giving them time frames. That unfortunately we didn't say, we didn't call those time frames, that he must assist, and the chair will call him every now and then and looking at what, where are you now? And then from there, this question of funds that they are not there, we will start to rethink. But so far, we are angry the way that they are handling that entity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think what then we're going to do is to allow members to go through the report and see where they can make further improvement changes, so that then next week for consideration, having taken those other inputs incorporated into the report, we'll then present a final version of the report, also called a second draft, for consideration and adoption. Thank you very much.
We have minutes that are front of us. You want us to suspend them for another day? Those who have read minutes, they must tell us page one. Any corrections? Thank you so much, Auditor General's office, that you spent until this time. And we are hearing of that, and we are not escaping, maybe, your advice together with the department will assist us. Our big role is to do the oversight. So, with our department, we'll monitor what are they doing with this new board, and if it comes to a push, we'll call again the new board to get how far are they. Thank you so much. Page one. Page one, page two. In page two, I feel something. In page two, Mr. P.G. Mudeza moved that on page two, under adoption of agenda, she be replaced by Ms. E.P. Manan. Who's that she? Okay, let's go to page three. Let's have one meeting, Manchukaban. In page three, Minel had to be a full reflection of the discussion because it seems that some members were not at certain meetings. Explain that to me.
She was unhappy that it seemed that some members who had made input were not the input was not reflected, so it looked like they were not present.
Okay, page three.
You
were not listening. I'm saying I wanted to check with you. The chairperson informed the committee that she would meet with the two officers to check what was programmed because she desired an improvement in the way minutes were in there. Minutes had to be a full reflection of discussion in common because it seemed that some members were not at certain meetings. I'm saying to you, what does that mean? It to be in a certain meeting.
If I remember well, it was means some members participated, but they were not quoted or their input were not captured. So it means they didn't participate.
The actual point of that discussion was that there were statements that were often attributed to the committee when they were actually should be attributed to individuals, and we had a long debate about what should be reflected as comments made by a member and what should be referred to as the committee said. And I think the debate then moved to if there are final record of decisions, it should be motions, because motions can then be contested and decisions can just be captured as committee agreed or committee debate. But that was the
we do understand what you honor is just contributed is the way that it must be written. Just now we can't understand what does that mean. But the correct version of it's number 10, but we do understand what was going on. But when we are reading, you don't get sense. So Honorable Mutega talk to these two preachers of ours to correct this sentence. Thank you.